Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week. This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring retired FBI special agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
Idaho judge denying the motion by murder suspect Brian Kober to dismiss charges and appeal the decision to the Supreme Court amid concerns about the delays that are going on with the Brian Koberger case and the upcoming trial, which now may be all the way into 2025. Joining me to discuss, Jennifer Coffendaffer, retired FBI special agent. Well, you just keep being right on this one in terms of how far out this trial is going to be. And you right at the beginning said this is, we're going to be lucky if we see this thing in 2024 by any means, or even 2025. And that's kind of what they're looking at right now, possibly moving this all the way to 2025. Let me ask you about that, though. Why? Why do we need to wait that long to get to finding justice in a case like this? I mean, it seems that, you know, a lot of the evidence is gathered. I don't know why it would take more than a year for one to come up with a reason or where they were, an alibi truly for where they were, or what they were doing that one night. Why do we need to take so long to get the wheels of justice turning here for these families who lost their children?
This is why. It's because the defense is going to put this off as long as humanly possible. And they have 50 some odd terabytes of reasons that they're going to use. In other words, they're going to say it is absolutely physically impossible for our team to get through all this evidence. And guess what? In that evidence might be that nugget that could exonerate my client. Mm-hmm. So therefore, they're saying, well, actually, they haven't even gotten to that argument, but believe me, that argument is going to be coming. And again, it is so in favor of Koberger and his team to put this off for a decade if they could, because, you know, as we kind of mentioned, detectives die, witnesses die. Witnesses can't be found. Witnesses change their mind. Witnesses forget what they said in the first place. Mm-hmm. Just think if you went back 10 years or 5 years or 3 years and had to recount details, even if it was an important detail, such as a wedding or birth of a child, just think how much you would forget.
Yeah.
And now you're putting people on the stand and they're going to forget. I mean, hopefully they'll be prepped right and say, here's your report of what you said contemporaneous with the event. Just stick with this, you know, don't try to go down memory lane for things that you don't really remember and didn't remember at that moment. But it's so advantageous for the defense. They're going to put it off as long as possible. And look at what we're seeing now, Tony. So they denied motion to reconsider the probable cause. And so what's happening? They're going to appeal it. Mm-hmm. And then they're going to appeal that decision. And so now we're just being months and weeks are just going to be rolling down. And we haven't even looked at the evidence. There's been no suppression hearings.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Is that the best strategy that they may have right now, is simply time heals all wounds? Obviously, it does not in this case. It's going to be a very fresh wound there for those families that lost their children. But when we're talking about the general public, the potential jury pool, which is what really ultimately matters here, it will be a lot less fresh in one's mind in Moscow, Idaho, if this trial takes place 3-4 years after the actual crime. You're going to have a majority of the students not even be the same students that were attending school at that time. The house is now gone. That what was viewed as, you know, an eyesore and a horrible reminder of that day, that's not going to be there anymore. It's not there anymore. Again, we're talking about a smaller community here. Is that really kind of the best strategy they have, because they know they don't have much of any other defense? So let's just see if maybe that extra time can create some reasonable doubt here at some point, or what are we, you know, what are they looking at?
That's exactly what they're looking at. I mean, they're also looking, you know, at possible theories as to who else could have done it. Possibly, I can just see them back there considering, you know, 10 theories that they've seen on social media and which one seems to be rolling. It's kind of like in the Delphi case, right? Mm-hmm. Ron Logan, we're not going to go with this one, but how about let's go with Odinus?
Yeah. You know?
So the longer the time goes, the more time the defense is going to be able to strategize and look over that evidence. And I have to say, that makes sense to me. I mean, you really do need to be pouring through this, but are they pouring through anything? I think what they're pouring through is just trying to get the case thrown out and waste time at this point.
Well, what are you going to, I mean, I know they have their 50 terabytes of evidence, which I know sounds on the surface, you know, very horribly scary and big. But if you're talking about video files here, they take up quite a bit of space. 50 terabytes really is not that, I mean, if you're talking about, again, high quality video files, That's not as ridiculous of a number as it may seem. If we're talking 50 terabytes of text, yeah, you're talking like literally a library of text or beyond what that could possibly be. And if there is, I mean, we're talking a simple explanation here. Where were you when these murders occurred? What are you going to find in 50 terabytes of data that's already that couldn't just already be explained? What needle in the haystack is going to be there that would exonerate Brian Koberger if he can't just simply say, here's where I was, here's the ways that we can prove that I was not there? But it seems all the evidence that we do know proves that he was there.
Right, Tony, I'm going to tell you right now, you would make a terrible defense attorney.
I know.
Because you're looking directly at the facts that we know on the table. And, you know, you're a fact-oriented person. And, I mean, it's so true. And you know who's suffering?
The family.
Are these families that are not. I mean, the Chapins probably have it right. They probably saw this writing on the wall. And rather than be upset for years to come with decisions that are completely out of their hands, they've just given it to the Lord. But you have the other parents that want justice. You know, they want the person who massacred their kids to pay. And I don't blame them one bit.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.